Waking up with Central Iowa.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
I didn't even know that this was happening in Oregon.
I didn't either.
Okay, but apparently...
This was startling to me.
There have been two states...
I want to move to Oregon before
I know.
It starts.
There have been two states that have required gas station attendants to pump fuel. Required.
Mm-hmm.
And that was in Oregon and New Jersey.
Yes, you can't pump your own gas, apparently.
Oregon recently passed a bill that allows people to pump their own gas in nearly half of the state's 36 counties, and people in Oregon are losing their minds.
Yes.
Like saying things such as, no thanks, I don't want to smell like gasoline.
Right, sure.
Another person says, I've lived in this state all my life, and I refuse to pump my own gas. This is a service only qualified people should perform. Now, obviously, they are being ripped to shreds, like all these people commenting.
Yes, but this is a brand new skill. You know, it's weird. My mother-in-law, she had never pumped her own gas. I could tell because my wife and I, when we took her to a wedding down in Tennessee, and when we took her, she's like, I'll pay for the gas. And I said, that would be great. And she got out of the car, and 5 minutes went by, and I look in the rearview mirror, and she's still struggling with the pump. And I look over, what are you doing? She's trying to jam the credit card into the receipt machine, the receipt part.
Goodness.
She's already taken off the pump handle, and she's raising it. She's up and down. She's like, I'm pumping it, so it primes. To shoot out the gas. And I think we'll put it in the tank first.
I would lose my mind.
I did.
Okay. I think most of us probably can't relate to this. I don't know. Maybe you can in some way. Maybe it's not pumping gas.
Right.
Maybe that's something you have always done.
Yes.
But maybe there's something else that you don't know how to do.
Right.
Or never
had done for a long time.
Yes. Like, it could be a new life skill you had to develop.
Yes.
In recent years.
And everyone else had been doing it for far longer. It was
people are saying things. These people in Oregon are asking questions like, does everyone need to get out of the car when I fill up the gas tank?
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's the real threat of explosion.
Right. Well, it's bright. I mean, they're dealing with a flammable substance that they've never touched before. I think these are actually warranted questions. What do we do? I mean, don't let them anywhere near.
And then there's people. There are people who have somewhat slightly more rational fears. Like, well, what happens when I get out of my car and I'm filling up my gas tank? Could someone steal something out of my car? I mean, those things have happened. Okay. I mean, in rare instances.
Sure. Well, don't let them see any local news reports of, you know, static electricity could build up.
Well,
and spark,
that was a whole other debate.
Your car. You'll be using your cell phone because your electrical charge could cause the entire gas station to go up in smoke.
That's right. Well, there was
the
idea of whether or not the car could be running was a great debate amongst them. So anyway, people in Oregon are going to have to pump gas for themselves.
Yes, after all these years.
And they are losing their minds. So what is it that, what is it that you maybe don't know how to do or didn't and learned late in life?
And what was that first time like? Whoa.
280-1025.
Did you feel proud? I mean, after you pump your, there's going to be a lot of selfies from Oregon.
Pumping my own gas.
Pumping my own gas. I did it.
That sounds so ridiculous to me.
I mean, you know their local news will be following people around.
No,
what was
they
it
already
like?
Are,
what
yeah.
was it like?
They already are. That's why, in general, this is why it's gone viral, and people are, the rest of us, outside of New Jersey and Oregon.
All day, just watching people pump gas. Good morning, Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
Hey, Kurt. This is Teresa.
Hi, Teresa.
Hello. So, I never had to cook a turkey until like two or 3 years ago.
Yes, and how did that go?
I don't like it because it's slimy. I don't like touching those things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you wash it? That's always the great debate with the turkey.
Yeah, I did that, and then you pick out some of the hairs, and I didn't want to touch those giblet things.
Oh my
I had gotten out of touching anything of a turkey until like 3 years ago.
I like how I was asking the question of, well, how did it taste? And you went to, it's slimy. It's gross.
Well, it is. I don't know. They just feel weird, and I don't want to do it. But nobody else would cook it, so I went online and found a recipe, and I thought, well, I'm going to try this.
And
literally.
Well, good job, Teresa. Hats off to you. Happy New Year.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Star 102.5.